We're back with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and joined now by my Day to Day colleague, Steve Proffitt.
Hi, Alex.
And together, Steve, we're going to share some listener email.
Yes, mostly about three topics we touched on last week: pensions and retirement, personal privacy, and Star Wars.
Well, let's start with the hit movie.
Why not?
Last Thursday, we aired a review, or more accurately, a commentary about the latest Star Wars release. Writer Jonathan Last of the Weekly Standard suggested that the deep lesson of Star Wars actually is that the Empire, the evil Empire, is really good.
At every turn, the Empire is interested in promoting stability and order. They collect taxes and try to shut down organized crime. And you can bet Lord Vader makes the trains run on time.
Jonathan Last of the Weekly Standard.
I found this irreverently humorous, wrote listener Bruce Falk, until he said, I stopped to think of the implications a bit too right-wing for me.
And listener Andy Wallace said the whole thing made him uncomfortable.
Mr. Last's review was not about the politics in George Lucas's movie, but rather those of today and his own vision of political utopia, one where the inherent disorder of any democratic republic, read filibuster, make it somehow less desirable than goose-stepping our way to a well-organized and ultimately despotic empire.
Okay, Alex, now on to pensions and retirement. On Tuesday last week, we talked to a variety of people about United Airlines, which dropped its defined benefits pension plan, and about other companies that have problems funding such plans.
From Boston, Claire Slack takes us to task for referring to these plans as old-fashioned.
This, she writes, is a value-laden adjective indicating something is no longer useful.
Ms. Slack says current opinion that such plans are old-fashioned does not relieve employers of their obligations to their employees.
And now on to personal privacy. Also last Tuesday, our tech contributor, Shani Jardin, reported on a controversial website called Zaba Search.
This is a site where you can type in a name, your own perhaps, and a search engine spits out a lot of personal detail, addresses of places that you have lived, unlisted phone numbers, things that make a lot of people feel kind of creepy.
And in a report, Shani mentioned that you can have your records removed from the site, but several listeners wrote in to say they couldn't figure out how to do it.
That's not good.
Well, it's at least theoretically possible. There's a tiny link at the bottom of the site called Terms, and if you click on that, it opens a new window. You can scroll down, and there's a link to something called Zaba Tools.
And on there, you can figure out how to remove your stuff?
Yeah, but there's a little bit of an irony here, Alex. In order to remove your records, you have to supply personal information, and Shani reported some folks who did all this said their data is still on the site.
Okay, one last thing. A number of listeners wanted to know, what was that music you played in the stories last week about the drug smuggler, Don Henry Ford?
There were two songs by Johnny Cash, but the one people asked about most was by Leonard Cohen. It's called Who by Fire. He released it in 1974, but you can get it on a CD collection called Essential Leonard Cohen.
Thanks, Day-to-Day Steve Proffitt.
My pleasure, Alex.
And you, dear listeners, can write us as well. Email address is daytoday@npr.org. Questions and comments, welcome.
And who by fire? Who by water? Who in the sunshine? Who in the nighttime? Who by high ordeal? Who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay?
And who shall I say is calling?
Leonard Cohen's Who by Fire. Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Alex Chadwick.